Suddenly I'm bright and breezy.
Because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you. Day by day.
From the musical The King and I, that was Barbara Cook, in the role of Anna Leon Owens, or Mrs. Anna. And that is one of the many marvelous musicals, the product of collaboration of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein III. And the that collaboration of Rodgers and Hammerstein's are in turn the subject of a show that's happening in Charleston next week. And we have a live preview of this production coming up in a matter of moments here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Kelly. The show is your connection to local performances. Later on in the hour, I'll be talking with Robert Rumbelow, who is director of bands at the University of Illinois. Their 103rd summer band season begins tonight with a concert at 7 o'clock on the University of Illinois quad. I picked that particular song to open the show because it happened to be going through my head just the other day. I don't really know how it popped in there. But it's also a show that is kind of special to me because it's the only musical I've ever appeared in myself in sixth grade as one of the Siamese children. And I just found in the last couple of weeks the photos of me in costume. And I thought they were lost. But I was moving, and I found them, and it was fun. And I still remember who actually played the role of the king, who was a Lutheran pastor in my hometown in Pennsylvania. And it was a fun experience. Haven't been in a musical or any other show before or since, except in The Pit. But that's a complete aside and sort of explains why that particular song, which doesn't happen to be on the show or in this particular production, but nonetheless. So here to represent the Central, I actually didn't bring my, I'm blanking on the name of the production company.
It's the Central Illinois Stage Company, or
Thank
Cisco.
Thank you very much. Cisco, that's the way to remember it, Central Illinois Stage Company. And that is the voice of Kathy, you say it's Chagrin, right?
Mm-hmm.
I asked everybody else how they said their name, and I
That's all right.
was pretty sure I remembered yours. Kathy is directing this production. Of all these wonderful songs and brought along a pianist and five of the cast members. Out of six, it's not a large cast.
No, and I want to say that our accompanist is the musical director, Elizabeth Halby.
Very good.
And she has taught 30 numbers, about 30 numbers. And Alyssa Obradovich couldn't be with us today. But yes, there are six actor-singers in the show.
So that's sort of, 30 numbers.
And they learned 30 numbers.
I was going to say, that's a heavy, a heavy role for just six people.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily imply that they each had to learn five. I bet you many of them had to learn more than five.
And not all the songs are complete. I mean, some are woven into medleys. So so it's not like 30 individual songs, but 30 songs are represented in the show. So it's a lot. There's no dialogue, very, very little dialogue in the show.
And the show is called A Grand Night for Singing, which mm-hmm. is built as Rodgers and Hammerstein's Grand Night for Singing. But in fact, they didn't write this show. They wrote all the other shows, and somebody put this together.
Yeah, it was done in 1993. It was done originally as a cabaret, and it was first performed in a little studio theater on top of Rockefeller Center. Well, at the very, very top
Not
of Rockefeller.
Not on the roof.
No, I don't think so. No.
And tell us, for those who haven't been to a show of Central Illinois Stage Company or simply had never heard of the company, how long you've been around, what's the mission, how many shows do you do a year?
It's a group that formed 15 years ago. I am not really associated with the group except that I'm directing this particular show. But it started 15 years ago. Scott Brooks was on the original board and continues to be on the board. And they have done musicals. And this year is their 15th anniversary, so they wanted to do something special, which is why the show is being done. They do a lot of murder mysteries. They haven't done a musical in a long time, so this is something new and different.
So usually spoken shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And We have six of you here, plus Kathy. How many of you been in other shows for the company? Everybody? Just one? Really?
Well, Tracy a long time ago was. Tracy was in Oliver.
Well, that was, I think I've had something in the past.
Yeah.
Been a while.
But all of these folks have a lot of stage experience. It's just the first time working with Cisco.
Yeah, for the particular company. I know you've all been in here before for some other company then, must have been. Which was that company?
We did Godspell last year for Charleston Community Theater, and several of these guys were in here for Reefer Madness for the Charleston Alley Theater.
Oh, Reefer Madness, yes.
Yes.
And I've been here for productions with ArtCo out of Tuscola.
Right.
So.
I think that's what I remember. ArtCo is Actors Rural Theater Company.
Yes.
It's easy to remember once I know the acronym. And I just happened to, I do this far too often. Actually, no, I didn't do it. I thought I came in without my press release. And it's just,
oh, there you go.
It was just stuck in to another piece of paper. Not the most organized person in the world here, I'm afraid. Well, you came to sing some songs.
We brought four songs with us we'd like to try and work in.
What do you want to start with, and what shows it come from?
We are going to start with a number. Rich and Earl are going to start, and Charity and Tracy will be doing Don't Marry Me. And this show is from Flower Drum Song, or it's from the show Flower Drum Song.
Which is, it's a show I've heard of, but I know absolutely nothing about. What sort of the briefest possible synopsis, and where's that title come from?
Oh, it's a real interesting show.
This is Elizabeth.
Yes. It takes place in Chinatown in San Francisco, and the plot involves, the difference between the Americanized Chinese people that have been there for a while. One of them is a nightclub owner, and then he has a son, and there's a really Americanized woman who dances in the nightclub. And then there's the other families that are in the community that are recent Chinese immigrants, and it's how they relate to one another. And some people are trying to keep the traditions and some aren't. And in this song, I had to look it up because I didn't remember it. The son of the nightclub owner, his father has gotten him a mail order bride from China, and he's not interested in her at all. He wants to date the nightclub dancer that he likes, and so he's talking to this sweet young innocent thing from China and trying to get rid of her, basically.
And hence, don't marry.
Yes,
him.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, nice setup then.
Yeah.
So these are folks from Central Illinois Stage Company who are putting on a grand night for singing starting next week. We'll give you the dates and times coming up.
Young and beautiful, sweet as the breath of May. Earnestly I speak to you, weigh every word I say. If you want to have a rosy future and be happy as a honeybee with a husband who will always love you, baby, don't marry me. If you want a man you can depend on, I can absolutely guarantee I will never fail to disappoint you. Baby, don't marry me.
I eat lychee nuts and cookies in bed, and I fill the bed with nutshells and crumbs.
I have irritating habits you'll dread, like the way I have of cracking my thumbs. My grandpa was a big game hunter. He met grandma swinging on a tree. If you want to have attractive children, baby, don't marry me.
I would like to see my sons and daughters sliding up and down their father's feet.
I don't know.
They'll get splinters in their little fannies.
Ouch!
Cookie, don't marry me.
I'm devoted to my dear old mama.
He is.
And if you and mama disagree,
watch out! He would always side with her against you.
Snooky, don't marry me.
Snooky?
I would always like to know where you go. I don't like a man to keep me in doubt.
Honey, that's a thing that's easy to know. You will always know where I am. I'm out! I am talking like a Chinese uncle. I am serious as I can be. I am saying this because I love you, darling. Don't marry me.
marry a dope. Innocent and Gaga, marry a con. Ali or the Aga, marry for money or marry for free. But don't marry, do not marry me.
That's a good song. I don't think I've actually heard it, which seems unlikely, but because so many Rodgers and Hammersteins are so popular, famous, familiar, frequently done, is that one that I just happen to have missed? And it's all the above.
The neat thing about this show is they didn't put a lot of Rodgers and Hammerstein that you would expect to be in, like "Climb Every Mountain" and some of those really popular songs. But they have included beautiful songs from other shows that just don't get heard very, because the shows aren't done very often, like Allegro, Me and Juliet, Pipe Dream. Some of those numbers are in this show.
I haven't even heard of those shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess I'm out of it, musical.
Yeah. No, those are shows that were considered flops. Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
they
you
were.
Think, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein could write a flop? Well, they apparently wrote a few, but some of the songs are just really terrific.
Fantastic.
Right. Little gems in there.
We just heard four cast members from the Central Illinois Stage Company's production of a show of Rodgers and Hammerstein's songs, essentially. It's called A Grand Night for Singing. They were Earl Halby, Rich Jones, Charity Osier, and Tracy Harpster, and at the piano, the music director for the production, Elizabeth Halby. And the show opens next Wednesday.
We open Wednesday, and we go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at Salisbury Church in Charleston.
7:30
each night,
yeah. And we'll give you how to get tickets coming up in a little bit. I didn't follow up on the question I asked earlier, so it's Earl? Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Rich. You're the one that's been in productions for this, in shows for this company before.
Yeah, I've done a couple murder mysteries, interactive murder mysteries, which was really fun because I'd never done theater like that. I've mostly done musicals throughout my life, but to get to do some improv and work with the audience and have it be different every night was a really good opportunity.
Since you've been involved with them before, is it a year-round season?
They don't have a set season. They kind of do things when the opportunity arises. They do a lot of fundraisers. Both of the murder mysteries we've done have been fundraisers for the Lifespan Center in Charleston. So I think they're trying to do a couple murder mysteries a year and maybe to add a musical again once a year into the rotation.
And have you done musicals for them before, since we know they haven't done one in a while?
No, I think the last musical they did was before I moved to Charleston, so.
So you're still a recent resident, or it was a really long time ago?
Yeah, I think it was several years ago.
Yeah. What are some of the other musicals that you all have, I mean any of you, that have participated in, particularly Rodgers and Hammerstein?
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma.
Sure, people do that one a lot.
Sound of Music.
All right. These are the ones that are probably not overly represented on this show, but they are represented. Oklahoma.
Sound of Music. There is one song from Sound of Music in the show, and it's Maria. How do you solve a problem like Maria? And actually, Rich sings it.
That's one of my favorite songs, actually, from that show.
There are quite a few songs from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Are there?
Yes, and King and I as well.
Yes.
Well, I wonder how they picked on that one, because you know, everybody knows all those songs, or maybe some of them not as much. But I'll bet you
The songs that they chose to put into the show are chosen because they tell a story of like a whole lifetime of relationships. Like you start with where people are just first meeting each other and getting to know one another, and then they start developing a liking for one another, and it goes all the way through. There's a wedding sequence. There's the something called the parent medley that has a song from Carousel, When the Children Are Asleep, and My Little Girl from Carousel, and it goes on. It kind of tells a whole lifetime of love and relationships. It's really nice the way they put it together.
So this is sort of an opportunity within the songs to create, if not a plot, a series of plots.
Yeah, it's put together, I keep saying, a little bit like Mamma Mia, where they took those songs and wove it into a story. There's a very thin line, but it's all about relationships. They start out, they meet, and nobody has steady partners through the show. Everyone's always switching partners up, so.
Well, that could make it extra fun.
Yeah,
we've noticed.
Oh, now that sounds like it needs a follow-up. But I am not going to take the bait on that one. What do you want to do next?
I think Charity's going to sing Something Wonderful from King and I.
Oh, I love, you know, I've never seen a production of The King and I since the one I was in. Isn't that sad? Sixth grade, so I'll do the math in a minute, but it's been a long it's been a long time ago. What a fantastic show. Charity Osier.
This is a man who thinks with his heart. His heart is not always wise. This is a man who stumbles and falls, but this is a man who tries. This is a man you'll forgive and forgive and help and protect as long as you live.
Charity Osier in the role of, I think, Lady Tiang from The King and I. How much does one learn during the course of this show, this kind of musical review with, as you said, a loose plot line about what's going on in the show for each song? For example, do we actually need to know or find out that this is, in fact, Lady Tiang singing about whom?
No, the songs take on a pretty much completely different idea in the actual show that we have. In fact, some of our characters were hard to figure out. I had a light bulb about mine like last week, I think, and we've been rehearsing since April. Last week I was like, oh, this is why I'm singing this song, and it really has nothing to do with why she sang it in The King and I.
So what's the context for this song in this show then?
For my character is primarily interested in Rich's character, and he likes to play around a little bit, and so I have realized that. And
play
so,
around as in unfaithful?
Yes, he's a little unfaithful. Actually, the wedding sequence is the two of us getting married, and then after that, he is not so faithful to me, and so this is my character singing about him and to him and saying, you know, even though he has not been faithful, he is still important enough to me to be worth it.
We could follow that
one. No pressure,
one.
Rich.
And hence, I guess, the sort of trading around of partners. You're, I gather, Rich, one of the ones that trades partners at times, right?
Yeah, and I think part of it, too, is that there are different plots within the whole show. So no two characters are supposed to stay together the whole time. So each song kind of has its own little beginning, middle, and end. Sometimes a few songs are strung together in such a way that an audience member might pick up something, but another audience member might pick up something else.
It doesn't help that there's 4 girls and 2 guys.
Right. Oh, that's true. Yeah,
the odds are in their favor.
Yeah, hence the... And Earl, are you going to sing next?
Yes.
Are you a reasonably wholesome person in the show?
The character I'm playing is Martin. He's kind of a free agent. Rich gets married, and Martin kind of goes around between some of the other women in the show. And he comes out at the beginning of the first act and also at the beginning of the second act. And the song I'm going to do is Oh, What a Beautiful Morning from Oklahoma.
So in other words, you can get away with what Rich is doing only because you haven't yet committed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a fun show to do.
Well, it sounds
let's
like
put it.
It
that way.
And I gather you're related in some way to our pianist here.
Yes, this is my wife, Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I get to watch him, you know.
Philander.
Yes, with all these other, all these wonderful women that were all great friends. And
and hopefully still will be by the end of the
show.
Oh, sure.
Of course. It's theater. Come on.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning! Oh, what a beautiful day! I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my all the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by, but a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Day. I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And an old weeping willer is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way. Oh, what a beautiful day.
From the musical Oklahoma, we heard, of course, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning with Earl Halby singing, Elizabeth Halby, who is the music director for this production called A Grand Night for Singing, with music of Rodgers and Hammerstein, Elizabeth at the piano. And it's a production of CISCO, the Central Illinois Stage Company, next Wednesday through Saturday at Salisbury Church on Madison Avenue, which is Old State Road 316, 7:30 p.m. each night. And we'll give you the reservation number coming up shortly. I noted that apparently some of the songs being given not only plot twists, so to speak, meaning that they don't necessarily pertain to the plot of the original musical, but to this particular pop, but also have been giving some musical twists, and that sounds like one of them.
Oh, yes.
There's a different meter and a different rhythm. The man
who wrote the musical arrangements, his name is Fred Wells. I tried to find out some more about him. Apparently, he's done quite a lot of these cabaret arrangements of shows. They did one of Cole Porter, and I think they did another one of Rodgers and Hammerstein. But I can tell that he is a very, very fine jazz pianist, and he wrote this music for himself to play, obviously. Some of the other songs that have been given a jazz treatment are Kansas City from Oklahoma and also Honey Bun from South Pacific. And so he's taken some of these songs and really, really jazzed them up and turned them into like an Andrew Sisters arrangement or Manhattan Transfer style arrangement. And this was one of them that he really did a fine job, I think, of making it into a whole new song.
And Kathy Chagrin, who's the stage director for this production, are you given by the playwrights, so to speak, a license to sort of mess around with the plots yourself or the creative?
I really didn't. There's really not much you could mess around with here. One song follows another, which follows another. There's really very little you're not going to mess with the songs. And then there's just very little to mess around with. And the songs are all written, arranged differently enough for a reason. So, I didn't mess with hardly anything.
So what's your big role as a director in this case, then?
Choreography.
Movement, yeah. Mostly. Organization, I think. But just, I sort of think of it as a funnel. You start with a great big wide thing, and little by little, everything's got to come together until everyone's coming down to this really small little piece at the end. And that really is my job, to pull all the pieces together, the set, the lights, and all of that. But they have done a fantastic job. And as you can hear, their voices
are
great.
Very nice. Yeah, very nice. If you want tickets to this production, you can phone area 217-549-8351. That's 549-8351. You can also get your tickets in advance at First Neighbor Accounting in Charleston, which is open, you can check there.
9 to 4 every day.
Basically. There we go. Or at the church, Salisbury Church, specifically on the 24th and 25th, it says.
Just those two nights, because the rest of the time the church has stuff going on. But those nights they're giving us the building, so we're sharing it with the church.
Very nice of them to share with you.
Very much. Yes. Very, yes, really. Very much.
Central Illinois Stage Company. We have a finale.
We
do. Involving all five of the singers who came
along. Yeah, Savannah hasn't had a chance to sing, and so Savannah will be in this number.
Okay, and Savannah is Savannah Essery. The others who we have met so far are Tracy Harpster, Charity Osier, Rich Jones, and Earl Halby. And the cast member who is not able to be here but would complete the ensemble is Alyssa Obradovich.
Oh, very good. Okay. Very good.
Obradovich. Mm-hmm. Obradovich.
Okay. They both work.
Both. She'll answer to either. All
yes,
right.
Will never be four white horses.
Such fol-de-rol and fiddle-dee-dee of courses.
Impossible!
But the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say.
And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day.
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely. I have dreamed what a joy.
I have dreamed.
every word you'll whisper. When you're close, close to me, how you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view.
Music by Rodgers and Hammerstein from various shows, and that was will be heard in the production by the Central Illinois Stage Company in Charleston of this review, essentially, called One Enchanted... No, A Grand Night for Singing.
You know, I think they do. I yeah. think there yeah. is another
the one
review
is called,
Some Enchanted Evening.
Yeah.
Well, this one is called A Grand Night for Singing, it and is. It sounds like a grand night indeed. All evening performances next Wednesday through Saturday. For more information, I think you have a Facebook page.
We do.
And they can find you there.
You can go to Facebook, and then it's the Central Illinois Stage Company.
Easy enough. Thank you all very much for coming down, and best of luck with the show.
Thank you.
Stay tuned next for a conversation with University of Illinois Director of Bands Robert Rumbelow about the first of their summer band concerts, which is happening tonight on the campus in Urbana. Well, that's the one of the modes of Dmitri Shostakovich, the one that probably people are less familiar with, although I suppose that depends which sort of radio station you listen to. In any event, those were simply called folk dances and a performance by the North Texas Wind Symphony, led by Eugene Corporon. And heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Those pieces, or that piece, those dances, which is that piece, are going to be on the first of two concerts by the University of Illinois Summer Band tonight at 7 o'clock on the University of Illinois Quad. More about that in a moment. This is Live and Local. We are part of Illinois Public Media, which will close out its fiscal year on June 30th. That's less than 2 weeks away. In fact, it's only 10 days away. And together we've certainly shared many successful pledge drives this membership year. It's why we've reduced the number of them. But we do have a fair amount of money to raise. The good news is, and the bad news, we have less than $100,000 to go. That's both good and bad. It's a lot of money, but it's not anywhere near as much as it could be. The membership goal for the year is $2.1 million. And it's similar to the situation to where we usually find ourselves about this time of year. Multiple pronged approach of raising that remaining money, including asking you directly right now. Why don't you consider doing your part to help maintain strong support for the local music and arts programming that you hear on WYLL, including on Live and Local? You can call right now, 217-244-9455, or contribute online anytime at willpledge.org, willpledge.org. If you get your contribution in before June 30th, you will help us end this year on a high note, so to speak. There'll be a lot of high notes, a lot of low notes, a lot of notes in between, and all the colors of the band in the concert tonight. The conductor, one of the conductors for the concert tonight, is the director of bands at the University of Illinois, Robert Rumbelow. He is back with us here on Live and Local. Thanks for coming back, Rob.
Always a pleasure, Kevin.
So you're sharing duties on this one with two other conductors and a soloist.
And a guest soloist, that's right. I've got one of my conducting colleagues at the University of Illinois who's on band faculty as one of our assistant conductors, Jesse Leva. This is a great opportunity for him to communicate with the and share his musicianship with our summer band, which is really everybody from age 18 to, you know, age 80. So we have not only students, we have graduate students, undergrads, and alumni who've played for years and years and years. There are people in the ensemble who've played for 40 years. You know, this is the 103rd season of the summer band, and that's pretty exciting. I'm happy to be a part of something that has such a long and illustrious history. But in this 103rd season, we've got our first concert tonight. We've got beautiful weather, and I really hope that we have a great audience this evening. We have a lot of campers who are here for the Illinois Summer Youth Music Summer Camp. They'll be there, but it's open to the public. Just bring a blanket, get some ice cream, maybe have your dinner out there, and just have a good time with a great old-fashioned band concert outside on the North Quad just behind the Union.
And I'm looking at the forecast. It does indeed say for tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. Could get a little chilly, so bring your jacket, but, you know, maybe not by, what, about an hour and a half?
It's just about an hour. It's a one-hour concert. We start at 7 o'clock.
And, of course, it's free. People can just wander onto the quad.
That's
bring
right.
Your chair.
Bring your children. Bring your dogs.
Do
yes,
they have
true
to be
enough.
Musical dogs?
They do not have to be musical dogs. You can play fetch and enjoy the music, and people do all sorts of different things at this concert, but a lot of folks just bring their lawn chairs and set up and enjoy the fun times.
So you indicated that this band comes together. Some people do it every year and have for a very long time in such a wide age range. In it, are a lot of the people who are in the band former members of one of the academic bands?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the idea, is that there are band alumni who live in the area who want to come back, and many of them play in other community bands. They play in Parkland. They might play over in Charleston. But this is their time to come back to the University of Illinois and have that communion together as alumni.
And a good old-fashioned band concert. I didn't play the opening music, which, of course, be the Star Spangled Banner.
The Star Spangled Banner, as tradition dictates.
Yeah, but this is right up front. And what, in your mind, constitutes an old-fashioned band concert? What are the important elements?
Well, I think the most important thing is, if you're thinking about an outdoor concert in this sort of old-fashioned way, you want it to be strictly entertaining. I mean, something that is greatly diverse, but something that's truly built around the entertainment aspect of bands. And I think that's there's a wonderful testament to that tonight. I mean, we have some great transcriptions, like this Triumphal March and Ballet Music from Aida, taken from Verdi's opera, Aida. Rita, to little quirky things like Rumbolero, which is a rumba and a bolero put together by Morton Gould, who's this year celebrating the 100th anniversary of Gould's birth. And so I thought we'll do something quirky that, because he wrote so many interesting little fun tunes when he was a composer for NBC Radio Orchestra.
So that piece is not named after the present director of bands.
I couldn't resist the name. I had to program it. We were looking for interesting Gould pieces and this year, and we did a couple of things with the Wind Symphony. We did the at the end of the year, we did the West Point Symphony, which is his major symphony for band, and we did one of his more classic pieces of repertoire, the Ballad for Band, on a concert celebrating his 100th anniversary. But in the process of looking to see what little jewels we had in our library, I ran across this Rumbolero, and I went, summer band.
To be led by Robert Rumbolo.
True enough.
Yeah, why not? Well, you mentioned music by Giuseppe Verdi from the opera Aida, the Triumphal March, and ballet music. In fact, your own transcription.
True enough.
Of this. Is that what we're about to hear?
It is.
Played by the President's own United States Marine Band, and you're conducting this
performance. That's right. I was guest conducting.
What fun.
Indeed.
Here they are. Dramatic music from the opera Aida by Giuseppe Verdi, specifically known, those segments are, as the Triumphal March and ballet music. This is just a fraction of it. Conducted by Robert Rumbolo. He was leading the President's Own United States Marine Band, and he also did the arrangement. And he also is the director of bands at the University of Illinois, in which capacity he will be leading the band in their concert tonight on the U of I Quad, the first of two summer band concerts. And I guess you're handing off the baton to somebody else for that particular performance.
For
that,
this,
that piece.
Yes, obviously, for the Triumphal March and ballet music from Aida, a graduate student by the name of Mion Choi will be conducting this evening. She's been taking privately with me as a cognate. She's a wonderful pianist, finishing her DMA in accompanying. Has been involved with all of the operas at the university for the last couple of years, and has caught the bug, so to speak. She wants to conduct. And so she's been studying conducting as a cognate to her Doctor of Musical Arts degree. And I've been teaching her, and this is an opportunity for her to be on the podium this evening.
Wow, fantastic for her. And I'm sure it's a lot of fun for the band as well. Speaking of fun for the band and a lot of fun for the audience, you do have a soloist.
I have a soloist, and he just finished his master's degree here at the University of Illinois. His name's Jason Pace. He's from Texas, and he studied with Bill Mersch here at the university and was in my ensemble these last 2 years while he was getting his master's degree. And we found this great little piece featuring popular tunes from the 20s and 30s, and it's entitled The Golden Age of the Xylophone, and so he'll be a xylophone soloist. It's great fun and exactly what you'd like to hear and expect to hear at an outdoor concert.
Well, I was going to say, when you were talking before about what are the important elements on an outdoor concert, a virtuoso soloist
absolutely
is required.
You bet, and he's terrific.
Well, and speaking of terrific, we don't have a recording of him, but we do have a recording of one of the best percussionists going. Her name is Evelyn Glennie, and here she is in this music, The Golden Age of the Xylophone. She's joined by the Black Dyke Band. Well, Well, we could certainly keep going with that. It's a great deal of fun, but we're closing in on the end of the show. That's music as arranged by a fellow named Floyd, does he say it, Whirl, as far as you know?
Whirly.
Whirly, W-E-R-L-E, and it's called The Golden Age of the Xylophone. We heard xylophonist Evelyn Glennie here with the Black Dyke Band, and tonight Jason Pace will play that piece with the University of Illinois Summer Band. And you pointed out, Rob, while we were listening to it, that the Black Dyke Band is a brass band, so some of the instrumentation a bit different.
It's a little different, but it's the same tune, and you'll have the same joy listening to it.
So, it's part of what sounds like it ought to be a great concert. We'll hear another tidbit in a moment. Let me mention some other events you can go see and hear live in our listening area, at least tonight, which is about what I have time to mention. Ear Doctor, which is a group led by Tom Painter on keyboards, also with bassist Ben Taylor and clarinetist Nathaniel Ruiz and others. They're going to be at Bouvon's in Urbana for a concert tonight at 8 o'clock. The BR Trio play jazz at the Krannert Center on their Uncorked series coming up in about 3.5 minutes in the lobby. It's free, 5 o'clock. Champaign-Urbana Theater Company presents Urinetown, the musical at Parkland College Theater tonight through Saturday at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2:30. Joni Dreyer and the Maytags are at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. The Gunny Sack Review takes its show on the road to Sullivan at the Mason Point campus, 7 o'clock. A Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan presents A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum tonight at 8. And it's a solstice time storytelling program with Dan Ketting and Kath Brinkman at Heartland Gallery in downtown Urbana. That is tonight at 7:30. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. We're a listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. Rob Rumbelow is the director of bands at the University of Illinois. Very pleased to have him as our guest this portion of the show. And, of course, you have marches, and you have some music. You have to have some music pertinent to the University of Illinois.
Absolutely. We always finish the concert. It's tradition with Illinois loyalty, and we always have a salute to the armed forces.
And plus, I do have to ask, in about 15 seconds, Carlos Chavez wrote a piece called Chapultepec.
That's right. Actually, Chavez wrote several pieces for winds, and the use of winds in Mexican music has a long history. These are three pieces that were unknown to me, and our associate conductor, our assistant conductor, Jesse Leyva, will be presenting these, and he's the one that brought them to my attention, and we actually had them in our historic library. They were there. They just hadn't come up in my history. So it's been a real treat to listen to this, and it has such a different sound. It really does. But culturally, a lot of high sounds, lots of duets in the upper register, like we hear with mariachi music and some other traditional Mexican music, comes through in this band music as well. So it's a very different texture and different sound than much of the rest of the concert.
And you have, so that means you got music from Mexico, you got music from presumably Russia in the folk dances of Shostakovich we opened with, and then you have Alfred Reed's Armenian dances, which is what we'll close with right now. It's a performance that the composer conducted by the Tokyo Kosei Wind Orchestra, and it'll be played by University of Illinois Summer Band on the first concert of their summer season tonight at 7 o'clock on the University of Illinois Quad. And thanks to Rob Rumelow for coming in, and enjoy this music here on Live and Local.